Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the living God from whom all blessings flow. This day is close to the year of 2013. And we know that God is still on our side. Tonight that I just want to say, to God be the glory, to the blessed that God has done for us, and all that has happened throughout the year. If we just might say this, take a moment and just thank God for what we have seen, what we have witnessed, what we have believed. We can never cross this ground anymore. Once 2013 is closed out, our God is still there. But I would like to say to those of us who are walking this by faith, there are many people that live in this world today who want to do what they want to do and not what God wants us to do. Many changes have to come. And one of the things I always say to anybody, a change of heart, a change of attitude, a change of circumstances, more so a change of heart. Why a change of heart? Because a change of heart draws us closer to our Maker. God made us and He loves us. And God wants us to know that He is. One of the things that I would say, that I've said many times, I still say, to God be the glory. I've had some people who are supposed to be on there on tonight, husband and wife, if they're still on, we're going to have them on. But in the meantime, I want to say this to you. One thing that God is able to bring us to a kingdom that we can say, to God be the glory. And you know, America is falling down. America is standing up. America's quiet. Sin is always moving. But the enemy comes in to destroy. I don't have one thing to say. Once you are saved, you're saved from damnation. You're saved from everything, because when God saves you, God first judged us. And what did He judge us? He judged us at Calvary. Calvary. When God's Son came in and we accepted His total pardon, is that coming out of jail? They give you a total pardon. Whatever you've done is behind you. Nothing. What you do in this life is different. When you've got your pardon at Calvary, now it is up to you to take your next life and doing what the Bible says, what Jesus' word says. Jesus said in 6:49, He said, if you think that you have life, search the scriptures. For in the scriptures you find me. When you find Him, you find a spoken, written, you find the word of God, true and sure. And I just want to say across America, nation to nation, our God is an awesome God. And I know He's on His way back to take us home. I hate to disappoint some people. Stay right. Stay ready. I say this with love and kindness. Shall we pray? Father, we come before You tonight to say thank You for everything You have done. From the rising of the sun to the setting of it, You're still God. When You got us up early this morning, You let us know that You still love us. And Father, the more that we come into Your word, we just know that we come boldly before Your throne, because the word says come boldly. We come boldly to thank You, to declare before You there was no God like our God. We declare and decree that You're the one God that can make all things possible. And we declare Your word that says, I am from the beginning to the end. And Your word has declared, Jesus Christ is the author and finisher of our faith. And we declare that your word says we walk by faith and not by sight. We're not walking in the flesh. We're walking in your spirit. And we declare before God our Father, all things are possible. And, Father, you said we declare your word says it's a you that have called to go out. He said, go ye therefore and preach and teach and convince them to come in. And, Father, we want to thank you. It's in your word. I want to thank you for all you've done for me and for those who love you as well as I do. Will you hold us close to you, Father? The fight has just begun. It's not between me and the devil. It's between what God has done in me and the enemy, but he can't have it. I declare and decree that the blood of Jesus Christ covers me. And, Father, I declare that you've given angels to watch over me. I declare, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, we got some people coming on tonight. Hallelujah. Where y'all been?
We've been sick.
I understand. Praise the living God.
Yeah, we're
amen.
A lot better than the dead. Yeah.
I know. Well, I'll tell you what, I've been in the house for the last 2 weeks almost.
Because
I know the time has come. Ma'am?
You had the flu?
Say it, because I know that my body was not ready for it, so I wouldn't gonna go out there and fight that flu. So stay at home. Well,
yeah,
God has done some great things for you, through you, and by you. And I turn the microphone over to you and your husband.
Okay. Well, thank you for allowing us to come on the radio again on Monday night. My husband's here with me. He's, again, he's feeling a little bit under the weather, so he'll be probably more quiet than usual, but I'm sure God will stir him up and he'll say something. But anyway, just the past few days we have been, my husband and I, just resting, just completely and totally resting, spending time together and talking about what God is sharing with us and going over different things and revelations that he's given us and just reconfirming all the things that the scripture says. And it's watching people and, you know, and being around family during this time period. And I got a real sense of gratitude. But, you know, you were speaking about salvation, and I'm really just really grateful for my salvation and the commitment to that salvation, because it's not just a one-time thing when you accept the Lord as your Savior, but it's a continual daily commitment of being in relationship with Him and with His Father. And you know, those are the kinds of things that God has really been showing me, the differences between my spirit, the Holy Spirit that's inside of me, and my flesh, and really battling what my flesh wants, how selfish it is, how one-sided it is, how it can really deceive you and trick you into being ungodly and just, you know, being horrible, and that's okay, because the Holy Spirit is there to help me, stop me from doing those kinds of things. But you know that when you start to see it, and you see the battle going on in your head, in your mind, you know, the one thing that God keeps telling me over and over again is that the enemy was defeated at Calvary, and he has no power anymore. And so I have comfort in those words, because then I know that just by mentioning Jesus' name, he has to flee. You know, it's not a long, drawn-out thing. It's just in the name of Jesus. He flees. He's gone. And so I concentrate on those words when I get stuck, or I can't move, or I get into my flesh and I'm not being a good person, you know, just being selfish. And so those kinds of things, God just reassures me, you know, that those things I'll always have with me. Eventually they'll fade away over time. But as long as I have the Holy Spirit in there to help me control it, which is, you know, have that self-control within the spirit, one of the gifts of the spirit. Like I said, I'm really grateful for being aware of it and being able to see it and to be able to practice it on a daily basis.
Amen. Well, you know, one of the things, we had a group on last night, and they came on, and I tell you, God moved.
Yeah.
There were some women. I was trying to get to them now to get you hooked up. I couldn't get to them. But they was talking so much about the love of God, the perfect decision, about hope. Mm-hmm. Hope.
Yeah.
And understanding. We hope. We hope that we're going to have it. We say in the physical, we hope it's going to be our. We hope we're going to do this. But faith tells us, by faith, we have it. Because we said that God is a God of faith. God doesn't know if we're going to live. God doesn't know we're going to get this. God is a faith God.
Yeah.
It was so good that it got me, I tell you, I was blessed.
Yeah, and then on top of that, once you've gone through that and you've seen what God can do and see what He does, it's not a matter of, like you're saying, hope and faith. You actually know, because you know that He is in relationship with you. You know that He will follow through. You know that He is there for you no matter what. You know it.
And we got so tied up in the woods studying it over the radio station last night.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
A person was raised, and she texted me, and she said, and the question was asked, when He put Adam to sleep, why did He put him to sleep? And so I asked the question. I said, when I get there, but I want to ask that one question, why did you put him to sleep?
Mm-hmm.
You know why He put him to sleep? Why God put Adam to sleep?
I don't know. Why did He?
Well,
that's
one
question.
Said this. She said this, and she said, there was no scar, but God cut his side and took a rib out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And she said He did it because man could not take the pain.
Yeah.
And she took to the scripture and said, man, this is what an old warrior was showing. I said, man, that's what I love. When it's got some old warriors in there, can bring in the fullness of what God bought us, that just make your whole day just joyful. Mm-hmm. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Yeah. That's awesome.
And so we're living in a day and a time where we got, I always say we got, let's see, the day is the 31st of December, the 31st of December, the 2nd of what? What is it, 20th?
30th.
The 30th?
Uh-huh.
So we got less than 24 hours to look back on everything that's happened in 2013, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
what
are we going to do as believers?
Well,
what are we going
to do? I'm going to just focus on the rest of today. I'm not going to worry about tomorrow, and I'm not going to worry about yesterday. I'm just going to focus on the present. And live my life that way. See, when I start focusing on the future or what I've done in the past, I get distracted from what God has to do for me for today. I very easily get distracted. And so for me, personally, I have to focus on just for today. What would you have me do, Lord, just for today? What is it that you want me to do? And that's a question that, you know, that I ask every morning and throughout the day.
Yeah.
Just for today. Let me be your servant leader just for today. You know, if it's your will, let your will be done. I don't want to focus on what's happening in the future, and I don't want to focus on what's happened in the past, because like I said, I can't do it over again, and I have no control over what hasn't happened yet either. So there you go. There he speaks. There you go.
Say it.
What can I do to glorify you today?
What can I do?
Mm-hmm.
I do. Well,
yep.
In the physicals that we reach and walk and talk, in the year 2013, as it is in 70 AD, something happened that's tantamount to what it is today. The United States Congress passed a law that it was all right for a man to do what he do and a woman to do what they do. It was all right to say no one vote. We look back on this thing that causes rubbish in the body of Christ. We have more. I was doing a study online with some other ministers I know and sisters that there is a truce of grace. Grace is grace, and grace is sufficient. And some people say you got to have super grace. No grace, 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 grace. And when we take notice of what this says, today, Lord, is the day that you have made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. Now,
mm-hmm.
What would you have me to do?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What would you have me to do?
Yeah.
Now, if God has you going out in your car, and you know that you got to go for yourself to the husband, no, I got to go to the store. En route to the store, God allows a man to come before you and say, I want to get saved. What do?
Pray with him. Then you stop. That's happened to us several times. You stop.
Amen. Because we're living in a time, we got to live in a time now.
Mm-hmm.
And we just have to be focused on one word. What would you have me to do, Lord?
Mm-hmm.
And it was so clear. I told him last night. I said, God is a, he says, this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased.
Yeah.
And I said, what if God is saying to his son, Jesus, I love you.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus
mm-hmm.
saying back to God, I love you. There is no rushing and pushing and pulling, but it's a constant saying, I love you. I love you.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love you.
Yeah.
And they just keep, I said, wouldn't that be something all day to just say, I love you, Father? And the Father
mm-hmm.
said, I love you too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, but
oh,
Father,
yeah.
I love you. I love you so much. He said, oh, I love you so much too.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, that's
it's really
something.
Cool when
I mean,
that happens. It's really cool when that happens.
Yeah. And you know what? You ain't got to worry about that. You can always say, I like to take Psalm 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the wings of the Almighty.
Yeah.
I'm under your wings, Father. I know it. I see you. You see me. I see you, Lord. See you, Lord. You see me. I see you.
Yeah.
And I just said, I was acting like a little child.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes that's why people call the believers, they call us silly. They call us crazy.
Yeah, because we're like kids. Yeah, we're like little kids. And that's okay. That's. Mm-hmm.
But the one thing I will say to y'all, I thank God we're on this air together. I thank God we got much, much, much to do. I
mm-hmm.
thank God that the word is so sure and true
mm-hmm.
until God is saying to us who believe.
Yeah.
To those of us who believe.
Yeah.
We press the mark of the high calling, which is in Christ
mm-hmm.
Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Not what the mayor, the president,
mm-hmm.
the governor, what congressman, it's what does God want.
Mm-hmm. And the only way to know that is the only way to know that, to know what he wants, is to spend time with him in prayer and to spend time with him in his word, not just on, you know, Sunday, but every day. And I've said this, taking your time away from spending at least, you know, 5-10 minutes with him every day in the morning or in the evening or whenever you can throughout the day. Put it aside. Don't waste any more time. Get into a relationship on a daily basis. And see what he does. I mean, you will be seeking and searching more and more and more, because the more you do it, the more peace you get, the more you're able to handle everything that's happening in the world, the more that you're able to walk around in peace when chaos is going on around you, the more you are able to be the light in a dark place. It's when we get distracted from all the things that we have to do that we put everything else before God. We put our families before God. We put our homes before God. We put our work before God. We put all these things before him. And then when, you know, we get stuck, we go running to him. And we should be running to him before anything happens.
Yeah.
Every single day. Every single day. And, you know, it's what he's done for my husband and me. He has shown us that that is the path. For us, that is the path. We have to be embedded in the word on a daily basis. He has his prayer time in his closet. I have my prayer time in my closet. And for me, it's literally getting in my closet. I get in my closet and I get down on my knees in a ball asking the Lord, what would you have me do today? What is your will? What do you want me to do? How can I glorify you? How can I be your servant leader? Every morning, that's what I do. And when I don't, the Holy Spirit reminds me, get in your closet. Get in your closet.
And you know, look in the closet.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, one thing that I've come to understand is this. God shall supply all of our needs. And we got the word of God to prove it.
Mm-hmm.
We got the word of God to prove it.
Yeah.
God will supply us with everything we need if we can believe. Believe.
Yeah.
And I was telling people, I said, well, I'm believing God for the best that God has for me. What is the best that God has for me?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what do you mean, what is the best in this life that qualifies me as a human being, but more as a believer to know that God says in his word, he says, and my God shall supply all of my whatever I need according to his riches.
And he does. He does.
According to his riches.
Yeah.
In glory in Christ, see. But a lot of people are not ready to take that next step. Because once you come close to the truth, it puts down a lie.
Mm-hmm.
And a liar don't have to be lied to, but a liar is a liar.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Amen?
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
And you know, one of the brothers we both know, 714, of my people that are what? Are called by my name.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And
they are.
Them still. And see,
they are.
That's it's a catch call.
Mm-hmm.
If we humble ourselves, when we humble ourselves, can we humble ourselves? And
That's the key right there. That's the key right there.
Uh-huh.
When we humble ourselves, then God can work. When we humble, when we realize and we know that, in human flesh, we are nothing. And that's perfectly okay, because let me tell you, the other way is too hard. It's heavy. It's burdensome. It's a lot of work.
See, there's a lot of people in this land today have not been called for repentance. But that was a call to repent.
Yeah.
See, because God said the kingdom of God is at hand. The kingdom of God is at hand.
Yeah.
And a lot of women and men need to repent.
Yeah.
And come on into the kingdom. Stop playing games.
Yeah. And there's one thing I want to say to the wives that are out there that may be searching for a different, better way for their marriage and for their relationship with their husbands. Their husbands may not all be there just yet, and, you know, they may think that you know, she's gone crazy, or that she's gone off the deep end, or she's just being a fanatic, and she's just, you know, all these things, I'm sure, you know, all this judgment going on in the relationship, right? But you just keep doing, I'm encouraging you to just keep doing what you're doing. Just keep on searching and seeking the Lord, okay? Just keep on searching and finding him. Keep on praying to him. Keep on praying to him about your husband. Stop nagging your husband. Stop telling him what to do. Stop trying to control him. Stop all of that stuff. Just stop it. Stop it. And give your husband to the Lord. And watch what happens. Stop arguing with him. Stop it. Don't do it anymore. It doesn't work, I know. It does not work. But if you start seeking for answers in the Bible and praying and spending your time with him in your closet and seeking a relationship, God will touch his heart, just like he touched my husband's heart. He touched his heart because I finally let him go, and I finally was humble enough to realize I could not control my husband. I could not tell him what to do. And what I was doing was wrong by nagging him and just basically being mean to him to get what I wanted. So I'm telling you, women don't want to admit that. They don't want to say it, but I'm telling you out loud, I did it. I did it, and I asked for forgiveness. I asked for forgiveness from my husband, and I asked for forgiveness from the Lord, and I let him go. I said, here, he is yours. Work with him, because I can no longer do this. Yeah. Wives, keep praying. Let it go. All those things that I said that you're probably doing that you don't want to admit, because I didn't want to admit it either. All those things that you're doing in the secret, you know, behind closed doors, stop it. Stop it. And let the Holy Spirit and the Lord work on your husband. Take your hands off of him. Because actually what's happening is you're getting in the way. And I didn't like that either. When I heard that, Myrna, you're in the way, I was like, what? Yeah. Get out of the way. Get out of my way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Things changed when I started doing that. Things changed.
Well, you know, one of the things that I would say, you spoke to the women and you encouraged them. And I asked a question last night, where are the men? Where are the men? The men.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where are the men? They're out there playing hooky. They're talking about what they used to do.
Mm-hmm.
I've been there, done that.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we're supposed to be the head of the flock to watch over it.
Yeah.
And I always tell a lot of men, that's the reason why your home is not straight, because you're trying to run both sides of the house. They ought to let the wife take care of the inside of the house. Because you got to make sure everything that's on the outside is well qualified. If some people, I say, you know what? When I see your house, you ain't cut your yard. You ain't washed your car. You just a B-U-M-B.
Mm-hmm.
I don't talk to me like that. I said, bum, bum, bum. Bum, bum, bum. Why? Because you're a bum, bum, bum. You bum. All you want to do is beat the drum. You don't want to do nothing.
Yeah.
And go get angry at the wife. For the good luck I say, man. You better do what I say, dude. You better do it.
Yeah.
And I said, wait a minute. Hold. I said, let me see what this joker talking about. I said to one man, I said, the reason why you can't get your wife to follow you is because you're not following Jesus.
Yeah.
Amen.
That's right.
I said, no, it don't work like that. God got her there to bring you in. She ain't going to push you out. She's going to bring you close in. But a lot of us men, we don't want to hear what women got to say.
Right.
Because a lot of think y'all know too much. You're too nosy. You got an answer.
But you know what I always remind my husband of, Dr. Hunter? I always remind him of, I'm your helper. I'm your helper.
Yes.
I'm not going to steer you wrong. I'm not going to do anything that's going to hurt you. I'm your helper.
But every so often, you just want to take everything and take a look at it and say, let me see if this is right. Let me see if this all is right.
Yeah.
You just want to keep your eyes and see what money is flowing out, what money is flowing in.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because you want to make for sure that it's enough there to suffice everything. See, a woman got to go get a hair taken care of, a nail, all that she needs. You need to put at least some money aside just for that.
Yeah.
Are you crazy, honey? I said, yeah. What you talking about, man? I said, you start putting that money aside, you probably see you get better biscuits, better milk, biscuits, a little better eggs and everything. But you got to start, it's a succinctness of each one working together.
Yeah.
Some men, they don't want to even do nothing. Bring me my water. Bring me my eggs. Bring me my food. And like one sister said, she last time he called, I was out the door to her. He said, your food's on the table and then you can get it. But you know I can't get up. She said, why come you can't?
To those wives, I just say, keep praying. That's keep praying. Keep praying.
Yeah.
That's all we can do.
But you know one thing I say, the God we serve loves us. And you know what I just tell people?
Mm-hmm.
You got your Bible with you. Ms. Sabrina?
Yep, all right, in
grief.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Turn to the book of Romans, the fifth chapter. Turn to the fifth chapter of the book of Romans, verse 1. I keep bringing my sword in. I got to start keeping my sword and stay with me. Because I got to keep it sharp. Quicker than.
I'm looking, hold on.
Amen. See, it comes to a point in our life where we are therefore or we are whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
Or whosoever. Because those are some key points in the Bible. Therefore, whosoever. Because God has said to us, I'm a whosoever man with faith. I know that I know. And God is the only one. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
God is the only one. I can make it so. You got it, sister?
Yeah. Chapter 5, what verse?
Romans chapter 5, verse 1 to 13. Take your time and read it, please.
Hold on, my internet's doing weird stuff. Okay. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, to whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. And we rejoice in the hope of the glory of the Lord, of God.
Oh, the hope. Hear that word again, hope. We rejoice in the hope of what?
The glory of God.
We rejoice in the hope of God.
Uh-huh.
But he always qualified us in the verses 1, 2, and 3, and here you got the verse 4. My God Almighty, we got the hope. We got the hope in God. The hope is in God, but the faith is in Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
We don't, sister.
That's right. And not only so, but we also rejoice in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance. Perseverance, character, and character, and hope.
Amen.
Mm.
Hmm.
Mm.
That's awesome.
Mm.
That's awesome. Now go with the scriptures. I'm with through here. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man or woman is in Christ, they are a new creature.
Uh-huh.
Old things are passed away, and behold, new things come forward. God, you're so good.
Amen. Yes, he is.
You're so good.
That's awesome.
Amen.
Yes, he is. Amen.
And see, the more we take the word of God, I love the word. I'm loving it. I don't like to chew it. I like to eat it. See, and
yeah.
See,
yeah.
Henry says, God is not going to, yes, you said something, sister? Hello?
Sorry? Yes, I'm here.
Oh, okay. See, I know this here, and I say to people, do you know Satan has declared war on us?
Mm-hmm.
Satan has declared war. Why has he declared war on us?
Mm-hmm.
Here's why he declared it. He has declared it because he said, I will make my throne higher than God's throne.
Mm-hmm.
I will take what he has. No, God said, ain't happening. He's a lie. He's a sleuth with life from the beginning.
Yes.
And the Bible says it. Let me share something with you. I got it. I'm getting all fired up for Lord. I want to share this. if I do it.
Are we on somebody else's time right now? Are we on somebody else's time right now?
No, you're not. You're on my time.
Okay.
You're doing good. Don't worry about that. You're doing good. You got some chicken? Well, we're doing good then. In the book of Ephesians, it reads us and tells us. And see, we know that. See, we got a lot of hindrances that will come in. The spirit of witchcraft is a very common in many homes today. And a lot of people just don't know it, but it's well organized. We engage in a spiritual warfare, and we take notice every day we have that we are born again and filled with the Holy Spirit. And
yeah.
I tell people every fountain, drink you some fresh water. get it fresh every day, because you don't want old water. Old water, stale water.
Yeah, that's what I was saying, water. Every day. Every single day, yeah.
Amen.
Every single day.
And it says in Acts 1:8, it says, we are not I'm not contending with flesh and blood and principalities and powers, wicked rulers in our places, but I am there to do the good work of God. God has given me the authority. God has given you the authority.
That's right.
And if a demon thinks that he didn't clap war on me, notice this. He said, oh, he told us that God said, have you considered my servant Job? He said, yeah. He said, but I can't get to him.
Uh-huh.
In other words, you've been a fool from the beginning. And so Satan challenged, he says, but if you just take your head from around him, I'll make him curse to your face.
Mm-hmm.
See, but God has a confidence in us.
Yeah.
He said you can do everything you want to the arena, but you can't touch their souls.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's right.
Because the souls have been given to the Lord.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Ooh, Jesus, I tell you. See, spiritual warfare. I just want to bring it up because we're living in that time where this is a warfare.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Don't you think God's going to make it all easy for you? You're going to have to get up and start doing some fighting for the righteousness, for the name of Jesus Christ, because God's going to stand there, but he wants some people who will stand. Mm-hmm. Having done all you can, stand.
Yes. Yes.
Like a man said,
that's why it's so important in the Word, yeah, because you can't go out there without your armor.
You better.
You cannot go out there without your armor.
You got to have it. And see, there are a lot of people. There are a lot of brothers out there, black and white, rich and poor. They want us, well, we just go need to go out there and whoop ahead. What whooping ahead?
Huh.
If you ain't got your armor, what good is going to help you?
Right.
You're going to give your life where you're going to have to say to a person, look, I didn't come out here to shoot you or to cuss you, but I come let you know that God loves you.
Mm-hmm.
Because God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever shall believe in him shall not perish but shall have life for eternity.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why a lot of people today, the young lady in California, they pulled the plug on her in San Francisco. But I've been praying. Here is the proof that the body of Christ needs. Instead of us throwing we should have said, Lord, here is an opportunity to show your power in the earth.
Uh-huh.
The devil is saying, they ain't going to do nothing. They lazy. They got their own attitude. I called some more people. I said, we're going to put prayer in for the person. You know what somebody told me? I got something I got to do right now. Well, you know, they let me know.
Wow.
And they're supposed to be a Christian.
Yep.
Hypocrite.
Yep.
Well, if it don't mean, see, there's, and the Jewish people, they said, God, there's a first hour from 6 to 9, the second hour from 3 to 12, the fourth hour from 12 to 3, and the fourth hour. And when you can't get prayer in those different times because God has just done so, when the night shall come, no man. But we can't get to see the problem we're having, even without, I want to see the problem that believers have, the things we need to zero in, we're zeroing out. You ain't going to pray for that woman out there, that young woman out there. God wants to do a miracle. They asked Jesus, who sinned? The mother, Jesus said, neither one sinned, but that the glory of God may be what? Shown.
Amen.
And that's all God wants to do. God is waiting on all of us. The glory of God. Hello?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Excuse me.
I know there's a lot of people on the line, but everybody, I got a line full. And I know, see, because I would say this, inasmuch as the doctor told me I can't eat a whole lot of fat back, I can't eat a whole lot of cheese, I can't eat a whole lot of this, I can't drink, and you know what? I have to stay close to my diet. God has put us on a diet. His diet is we need to pray and love. That's a diet.
Mm-hmm.
The more you trim back hate, you love.
Yes.
The more you press yourself in, you got to own a diet.
Yep.
Amen?
That's right.
Amen.
Amen. I tend to be that tall man. Look, I used to love football. Now he think about football. Football just around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
Things have passed and gone because there is a greater light that is shining.
Yeah.
There's a greater light.
Yeah.
And I know, and you know that you know, and you know because you have told us what God has used you to bring your husband. And you must love him.
Mm-hmm.
You must love him because you prayed for him.
Yeah.
You believe God and you stayed the course.
Yep.
And God said because of your faithfulness, Ruth, because of your faithfulness.
Yeah.
Boaz is going to come and grab your hand. Look out, Esther. Look out, Esther. Look out, Esther. Look out, Esther. Well, Esther, you done got drunk. She said, no, my Lord, I'm not drunk. Woo, glory, hallelujah. She says, I'm not drunk.
Yeah.
But I have sorrow in my heart for some people I love. And we're living in America right now. And the enemy is doing everything he can to destroy us. And some people say, well, he's going to do it anyway. No!
See, the thing that changed everything, Dr. Hunter, the thing that really changed everything, because I was before praying and praying and praying for my husband, for my husband, for my husband, but I wasn't willing to look at my own sin. I was not willing to look at what I was doing. When I started looking at that and repenting for it and apologizing and asking for forgiveness, everything changed.
Amen.
Amen. Well, you know what? It was to the point where my wife told me, she said, Hunter, I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to step back and let God give you a big squat upside your head. Now, when a woman talks like that, you must be in some, I won't say it like that, but you must be in some hot water. So the best thing for you to do is to get right.
Yeah.
And oh God, see, the women, they there to say, point, and say, don't go. I mean, many times, and my wife said, I wouldn't go that way if I were you. And I'm saying, why she said that? She said, let's go over here. And I'll be sitting there and don't even know it. So when I sit back and see, because she has a spiritual insight. Now that I have spiritual insight, we both have spiritual insight. We can do what we're doing.
Yeah.
Amen?
Mm-hmm. Amen. That's right.
Amen. See, a lot of times, we want to exchange, but we don't want to bow before God.
Right.
Every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess. I want us to say tonight on KESK, radios, our knees bow before the awesome God through Jesus Christ, who is the author and the finish of our faith. And it's because of him, Father, that we have what we have. I thank you for the woman who has called her husband in, and the husband reaching out, calling others in. And those on the line are calling in. And we're just believing your word, Father. Your word, Father. And we revive, revive. Revive. Mm-hmm. Let us breathe a new breath. Let us get full of the joy. Let us reach out and call them in. Somebody don't believe it, but we know what your word says. We believe. We believe it. We believe it. We believe it. We believe it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because you said, Father, in your word, you said the thoughts that I have for you, that for the believers, the thoughts I have for you are not to do you any harm, but to bring you to a great place of success. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Satan said, you hear that? That ain't what God, yes it is.
Mm-hmm.
That's what God is doing through his word. That's what he's doing.
That's right.
Because he loves us.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
This is supposed to be your show. I don't got happy. It's your show.
Well, that's okay. We're both over here with coughs, so I'm kind of glad you're talking because I'm getting ready to. I need to take some more medicine. But thank you so much for spending the time with us today, and I guess we will see you next week.
Okay. Well, I want you to just give us a close out prayer.
Okay. Okay. Father, we just come before your mighty throne, Father, and we just ask that all the couples that are out there that are struggling, Father, if you would just touch each one of their hearts individually and then together bring them together, Father, in what you're showing them, because your spirit speaks to them both, Father, at the same time. When they start to see what your spirit is speaking to them in their hearts, Father, to bring them together, miracles happen, and I know that they're tired, and I know that they are searching for a better way and a better life and for peace and within their household. And so I'm just asking you, Father, that you bring that peace to them, to both of them, and then bring them together through you. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen. And the Lord bless you and keep you. And
yes.
I got people on there want to answer the phone, but I want to say this tonight. What God has done tonight, when a woman goes and get her husband, when a husband goes and get his wife, that's God's love toward us.
Yes.
The more we look at God's word in us, the more God moves us.
That's right.
And remember when God told us to go get that woman, she was a whore? Now, wait a minute, Lord, I can't marry that woman. She's a whore. She's done everything but God to go get her. Go get her.
Yeah, I'm glad.
Oh, come on, go get her.
Mm-hmm.
And look what God did for her.
Yeah.
God wouldn't accept a man to get the woman, but God has something with him. See, every man that comes to an understanding, he's got to do what God says to. And why I'm saying to the men, because women going to whoop your head next year.
Mm-hmm.
If you ain't ready, they're going to pray you in. I'm going to say like the old lady said, honey, if you ain't got a, if you got a skate on, you're the wrong woman. You better have you some boots on. Amen.
Amen. That's true.
Amen. You know, all
right.
I love y'all. Y'all know I love y'all.
Love you too. Happy
y'all
New Year.
Amen. Happy New Year to you. Praise
right.
the
Good
living
night.
God. So, amen.
Bye-bye.
Amen. I love you. I love you. I love,
love
you.
Love you too.
We got some more. We got some more people to come on the radio station right now. We
okay.
just can wait a few minutes. I just want to give
Good
God
night.
The praise, give God the glory. You know, because last night, as I said, that was a great night. What God has done. Amen, amen. But God reached out all over this world. He said, "I'm still here." And you know what God is doing? He's having joy. He's laughing at the devil.
Mm-hmm.
You know you try to stop them. Look at you with food.
Right.
But wait a minute. No, see the devil ain't gonna ever admit he defeated.
Yeah.
You give in? No, I ain't giving in. Don't hurt. No, I don't hurt. He lied. You get, and I always see him grin his face when the pain comes.
Yes.
You can stand firm. God has called us to a great work.
Yes.
Am I concerned about the president? Nope.
Yep.
Am I concerned about the mayor? Nope. Because they don't make things happen.
Mm-mm.
God is my fire.
Yeah.
God is.
That's right.
Amen.
They can't touch. That's right. They cannot touch. That's right. Mm-hmm.
They might make it a little rough on me, but I tell you what, I just brush it out and say, oh, that was a little, that, how did that bitch get up here? That's a clean garment I got on the blood of Jesus. Satan goes, the blood of Jesus. See, when you bring the blood of Jesus, Satan takes out running.
Mm-hmm.
Why he takes out him? Because he knows that when the blood of Jesus comes, he could do nothing with Calvary. When the blood was poured out,
that's right.
Satan went into him because he knew then. He said, oh, my Lord, had the Bible say, had Peter known that they were crucified, the Son of the living God, and would shed blood, they would not have done it. Too late. Too late.
Right.
Too late. Can we put the blood back in? Not so. Can we put it back in? Not so. It's a done deal. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Is it fulfilled?
Yeah.
But Jesus said, Father, into thy hands I commit my spirit. Not my flesh, but my spirit.
Yeah.
And God, hallelujah.
Amen.
My God Almighty. My God. Woo, Jesus. Woo, Jesus. I love
That's
you,
awesome.
Y'all.
We love you too.
Yes.
You know.
Amen. The Lord, I love y'all. So keep us in prayer. And just remember, we love you. And I want to say this to the newcomers that are coming on in a few minutes. God still loves you. And I got a lot to tell you tonight because God has some more he wants to tell you tonight. And your time is my time, and my time is your time. Amen. As the boy said, he said, you scared? The little boy said, no, I ain't scared. He said, you scared? He said, no. He said, get your hands out of my pocket. Sometimes when we were growing up, and we knew it was a big dog down there, we keep your head, see, we got to walk it by faith, see, because we got to see the challenge is going to come to us individually.
Amen.
But we got help. God has sent us some angels. Man, we got so many angels, we ain't got to worry about nothing. We can say, okay, angels, we have to take care of that, that group over there, they're acting up. We just have to take the faith to God. We have to take the faith to God and watch God do it. I don't care what nobody else says. I love God. Do you love him? Yes, you do.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, one of the things that I've taken notice of what God has done with this radio station, because there's some praying women, I know they're praying. Listen to God. Hear what God has. See, I take notice of all these nuggets they give me. And they said, God's going to do something. And I began to watch God. God is raising people up. All I just do is God said, here's one. And I just waiting at God. They're coming on the radio station. They're coming to the body of Christ. They thirst. They want more of knowledge. They want more. When you got somebody praying for you, don't fight them. Don't fight them.
Amen.
When you fight them, you got trouble.
Hmm.
You know what? I'm going to prove it to you in the Old Testament. There was a lady, the judges, and the man. Every time she passed by, she said, judge, you just do me so wrong. What do you want me to do? I want you to stop what you're doing. I want you to stop that man from doing it. It's in the Old Testament. You know what happened? Because that woman picked up a millstone. Now, if you know what a millstone is, it weighs 2,000 pounds. Now, here's what I want you to see. When she picked that stone up on the top of the house where she was, she dropped it on the head of the king. Who was there? Who was there? An angel of the Lord was there. An angel of the Lord was there. God's not going to let us fight our battle. He's sent to fight for us. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah to the radio land. I love God so much, and I'm praying to God that the person is going to come on, so I just believe that it's going to be all right. But, you know, ain't nobody but a fool. See, so I say this all of us tonight. God has this woman last night, and what God has done for her, good Lord Almighty. And what God has done even right now, and because, see, I thank God that I got some prayer warriors who are praying for me with me. I'm praying for them. It's some things that God is doing through us, for us. He wants us to know that we know that we know. We ain't got to depend on nobody but him. Well, you know, we run out of money. I don't want out of money. We ain't got no bread. Yes, we have our sweet bread into existence. Jesus said, look, are you hungry? He said, but no, we ain't got no food. He said, go give me what you got. And he got that last food, that young man's food, and put it on his hand. See, when God put his hands on it, everything going to turn out all right. It's going to turn out all right. And God said, y'all know the story, took up big baskets of food, fish. And somebody said, where's that fish and bread keep coming from? Because God supplies, according to the word for it, God supplies all of our needs according to his riches and glory. So I tell men, I tell women, if you love God, Men, hug your wife sometimes. Why? Sometimes hug your wife. Somebody says, I don't want to hug that. You don't want to hug you neither. But I tried, but no, you didn't. See, because one hug does not solidify everything. It means you must stay in close contact. You got to whisper in his ear. Tell him how much you love him. You got to tell her how much you love him. See, because God, as I've said, many times as God showed me, God is before you. When you're driving on the highway, when you're here and there, God says, I love you. And you say, I love you. God says he's going to come out what? He's going to watch out behind for it. The devil ain't going to come up in the front because he knows too much power there. God says, I'll become your hind God. I just don't know what I want to tell you tonight. I'm here to have some church tonight. And I want y'all to just pray with me because I know we got the time, but I was so moved by this lady and what God has done for her until I know God's got to bring her back to the nation. And why? Because the nation needs to hear what God is doing to women who are walking by faith. That's what it's meant. But you know what? There are a lot of men. You know, most men now, I'm going to say something. You men, don't get rotted. Don't get all upset at me because I'm an ex-boxer. And I punch hard when I hit. After one punch, I ask one question. You want the left hook or the right hook? Which one you want? But she don't treat me. Love your wife. Go buy her some flowers. Go buy her some clothes. Go do this, go this. But, yes, she does. Stop being so mean. Stop acting like a jackal. Stop acting like a bugger. When you say what God says, he said, this is my beloved son. This is my wife whom I'm well pleased in. This is my wife. My wife knows me more than I know myself. I know her more than she knows herself. Why? Because we have been bred within us. We know that our God is an awesome God. And God so loves. See, Satan has said, I'm going to defeat. You can be all the way back from Texas, stopping by Georgia, going to go to New Jersey. But God says, don't even worry about the angels on the assignment because they keep a watch over you. And I'm just here to tell you, God is so good. Now, I have never seen what is going to happen, but I know God can do it. That is a lady, and I call her the lady, the first lady of faith. God is using her. And she got a word. Are you on there with her sister? Are you on there now, sister? Hello? Hello, Jesus. It's going to be all right. Amen. Can you hear me?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah, turn your phone up. Go ahead and do it.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We just want to give God the honor tonight and bless the Lord. It's been a tough day, but God has seen us through all the way. And we just want to encourage all the listeners to give their life to Christ because that is the only thing that's going to count. And it doesn't take anything to turn your life over to Jesus. You can come as you are, whoever you are. He said to us, whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. And we can come no matter what our background is, no matter what we've done in our lives, no matter who we are, or what religion we've confess before we can come to Jesus. Even if we have paid money to have sex changes, no matter what we've done, we can come to the Lord, no matter what our background is, no matter what we did just a minute ago, no matter what lifestyle we've lived. He says that whosoever believeth on him shall not perish but have everlasting life. So I just want to encourage everybody that's listening right now, because God is able to do exceedingly abundantly more than we could ask or think. He's a loving God, and that's why he sent his son Jesus to die for us, because if we could do it ourselves, we wouldn't need a Savior. But we cannot clean up ourselves. If we cannot do anything to self-help. But the best thing we can do right now is believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and accept him as our Lord and Savior today. So I just want to encourage all of us, no matter what we've done, we can come to Jesus, and that's the best decision we can make this evening. So just come on and turn your life over to Christ, and you're assured everlasting life, eternity with him. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So to all you out there listening, if you want to turn your life over to him right now, I'd like to pray with you. And it's just a simple prayer to just repent of your sins, renounce that former lifestyle, and just accept him tonight as your Lord and Savior. And you can just pray this prayer after me. Say, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just repent of all our sins. We renounce the former things, the lifestyles, the religions that we've served before, the astrology signs and things like that, things that have dabbled with witchcraft. We renounce all that, all the works of the enemy that we've allowed to come into our life of culture, of tradition, and we just turn our life over to Jesus. We believe that the Lord died for us on the cross, and we receive the finished work of Calvary right now, and we turn our life over to the Lord. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray, amen. And just like that, you've entered into the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of heaven is within us. And we just thank the Lord right now for receiving us and for making a way to reconcile us back to God. So, Father, we just thank you for it. We give you the praise right now. And it's just that simple. You stepped out of eternal death into eternal life just that quick. And that's what the Lord has made available for us. And we have a right to just praise him. He just gave us the right to become and the power to become the sons of God when we just received him. It's just that easy because Christ did it all for us on the cross. And he is an awesome Savior. That's an awesome God who makes a way back to himself. And it didn't require you to do anything but believe. It says, whosoever believeth in the Lord shall be saved. And if you believe, and that's what I'm talking to you about tonight, you shall be saved, and it's just like that. And you keep believing, and you keep trusting, and you keep relying on the Lord, because that is the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the truth, the way. He's the only way to God. And the Bible says that he is the way, the truth, and the life, and that is the only truth. And everything else is a lie. So we just want to put that out tonight, because that is the most important thing that's going to count for life. Not the degrees, not what we do, not what we have, not the materials that we have. But the only thing that's going to count for us in the long run, when it comes that day that God will take us home, and we don't know the time, the day, nor the hour that we'll be leaving this earth. The only thing that's going to count for us is a choice we made to make Jesus the Lord of our life. And I just encourage everyone, if you haven't done it, you need to search your heart right now and do it. If you can do it wherever you are. Your altar is right where you are. You don't have to go to a building called a church. You don't have to go. We are the church. When we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, we are the church. So we can come to God wherever we are. And, I encourage you to just take that stance and be courageous tonight. Step out of where you are. You don't have to be like you are. You don't have to live like you are. You don't have to go through the torment. You know, the only peace that there is in this world is Jesus. Jesus is our only peace. When you're out there running the streets looking for the drug, the alcohol, that relationship, that's not going to give you the peace. The only peace that you can get is making Jesus the Lord of your life. And he is the only peace. You know, I've spent my life before I became born again looking for peace. I was looking for peace in the alcohol and the drugs in the relationship. It was not there. I even tried looking for it again and again and again and found out that it's not in those relationships. It's not in the drugs. It's not in the alcohol. It's not in the stuff. The only peace is in Jesus. And God is so awesome that he gives us a way to come to him. He's the one that came down and died on the cross for us to take the sins of the world. He did not require us to do anything but believe. And he made our way to come back to him. He reconciled us to him. It was so good that he didn't even need us to be in the process. So we just praise the Lord right now for being such an awesome God. And I know that he can do the same thing in your life. Just a little short testimony. When I became born again, I was standing outside smoking a cigarette, and I wasn't in a church. And all I did was I looked up and I said, Lord, I'm just tired of my life like this. There's a lot of things going on in my life. And I just cried out to him from the heart. Nobody told me how to do this. And it was just a cry. And do you know at that point that God cleaned me up? Just that little short time, he took everything from me. He took the desire to smoke, the desire to drink, the desire to fornicate. He took all that away. And when I walked back into where I came from, I was a different woman. Everybody was looking at me like something was wrong with me. And it was something. It wasn't something wrong. It was something right. God had just completely changed my life, and I didn't do anything myself. He took all those desires away from me, and he can do the same in your life tonight. So I would encourage you to really look at what's going on in your life. If you don't know Jesus as your Lord, it's time to make a change. And all he said was just believe. Come just as you are. You can't clean yourself up. Come like you are and just turn your life over to Christ. All right, I'm going to turn it back over to the doctor. Thank you so much for allowing me to give my testimony. Thank you so much for allowing me to pray the prayer of salvation with you. And just take that step of faith tonight. It only takes one step from you, and God has the increase.
May I say a few things about you?
Go ahead.
May I?
Yes,
sir. I know that you met on the TV. Last night and all of them,
He did it for all of us.
And I just want to tell those last night don't know that the Spirit of the Lord was moving last night. The Spirit of the Lord is moving tonight. But she's had a long ride on her today to move where she had to go. And I want you to know this much, that we are going to pray for you. We're going to believe God for you. We're going to thank God for what God is doing. Because I know what God says. He says, my arm is not short. God said, bring my word back to me. When we take God's word back, you said, Father, you see. And God has to watch over his word. I don't care what no man or woman can ever say. Nobody has the authority that God has. the final authority belongs in the hand of God. That's why Jesus said these words. He said, well, when is the Father going to come back? He said, no. That authority and power is not in my hands. I don't even know. See, God, he is something from his own Son. Because he knows the love that he has for mankind. But God said, I got to cut it out one day. He's got to cut it out. And a lot of folks ain't ready to come in. You husbands out there, you wives out there, you walking as the sister just preached, we got to start doing it right. We got to see what God says. Stop always lusting for the flesh. Stop always lusting for the car, for the new house, for this. Go and get an LOV with God the Father through Jesus Christ. Now to drive all the way from Texas to where you are right now. I won't tell people where you are. But that's nobody but God. Got you where you are. Amen. And I'm saying this with love in my heart. I thank God for you. I know God. I know you as one of the great evangelists. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
And I'll say this.
And I'll say this too.
She has a, see, but I must run the race.
I'm running.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Woo.
Woo.
I just thank God, for the prayers and the and the word that has gone out tonight is just truly, truly a blessing. I was sitting here listening as the young ladies was giving their testimonies and as they were praying, and I just began to thank God for bringing us together for such a time as this and sharing their testimonies so that others may believe and know that Jesus is real and that all you have to do is just repent and ask God for forgiveness and renew and let God renew your life. So I just thank God for that.
Amen, amen. You know what? I know that I took the time for her to come on. She did it. I know she got to get some rest for tomorrow because she got to get up. But Dr. McClendon, will you pray before we close it out tonight?
I sure will. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you. We give you glory and honor and praise tonight, dear Lord God, for your very word, dear Lord God, that it may resonate throughout the land, dear Lord God, that somebody, somewhere, dear Lord God, is seeking and searching for you, Father. And Lord, if there be one, dear Lord God, I pray and ask that that one come forth, dear Lord God, and begin to let the Lord Jesus just take over their mind and their heart and spirit and in truth, dear Lord God. Father, and we give you all the glory, honor, and praise, Lord God, right now, Father, in Jesus' mighty name, Lord. We want to thank you, Lord. Thank you for the radio station, dear Lord God, that those around the world may be able to hear, dear Lord God, a fresh word from you, Father. And let us, dear Lord God, take heed to your word. Let us hear from you, dear Lord God, that we may feed your people as you call upon us, dear Lord God. And Lord, thank you for allowing us to work in the field, dear Lord God. Lord, and we give all the glory and honor to you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. And I just believe, Father, the hand is upon the young, and the children, and the children, and the children, and we say we love you, and we just say we love you.
We
love you.
Amen.
We love you, God.
Amen. Amen. Love you all.
Amen.
Amen.
All the people
You coming in here? What? Yeah, I'm gonna make that. Sandwich. I'll eat the sandwich.
Thank you.
Thank you.